So business money management is not an intuitive thing. It's something that we need to be taught. It's something that we need to learn how to manage. And you know, a lot of times there's some shame around money and we just don't really go and learn what we need to learn. But guess what? That's why you're here. Thanks for joining me on the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host, with tips, strategies, and real solutions to help you make more money and, more importantly, keep more profit in your business, because we know having more profit means having more impact. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. And this time today, we're going to be talking about something that I think we all generally know about in the back of our minds. And I don't know if you saw my air quotes, but air quotes, that we know that we need to take care of ourselves so that we can stay in business profitably and do a good job and always be there to show up for others. But I don't know that we have real good strategies to do that in a way that's aligned and that helps us make these habits part of our daily routine. So I brought expert Misha on. She is going to tell you everything about how to think about taking care of you as the product. So welcome, Misha. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
So tell us first who you are and who you serve.
So my name is Misha Osorio. I live in Ohio. And I actually serve other entrepreneurs, busy moms, just really anyone who has a very busy life, especially entrepreneurs who they're constantly overworking themselves and they're on the way to burnout. So I help them create a healthy boundaries with themselves so that they can show up and deliver in the best ways possible. And so then one, they can serve their ideal client and customers in the most up way possible.
Love that. So you and I were talking a little bit before we started recording and you told me you were heading for burnout. Tell me about that.
So owning a storefront, it takes a lot out of you. It's more than a full-time job. And I also have a 2-year-old daughter and I started my juice bar a few years ago and I really loved it. It started out of me and my husband were just juicing for ourselves and we wanted to just create healthier lifestyles for us because we are very focused on plant-based and we're just always trying to evolve in those ways. We somehow a juice bar came out of it. Not sure how it happened. It really was a snowball effect. We had a friend who asked if we can make juices for her and we said, sure, why not? And it snowball effect from there. And the next thing you know, a year from there, we were in our very own storefront. And what I found myself doing was constantly on the run. I was constantly over here, over there. I felt like I was being pulled in 5,000 different directions. And on top of that, being a very new mom, it was very frustrating. I felt I started losing a lot of myself because there was so much that goes into owning a storefront, the overhead. And it just got to a point where I was like, man, I felt really miserable. And I didn't even recognize myself anymore. And I realized that I had to make a change. And what I realized was, yes, I love juicing for myself and for my family, but I actually had no interest of truly owning a juice bar. That was not what I wanted when I imagined being a business owner. It wasn't that type of lifestyle that goes into owning a storefront. And so that's when I kind of made that decision to go in a different direction and start an online business that would allow me more of that freedom and really allow me to take care of myself because I wasn't able to do that in the business that I was owning. And it was very frustrating. And I just remember feeling so miserable. And I felt like I woke up drained and I felt, you know, I would go into my juice bar and I would be sitting there and I wait for customers and stuff like that. And while when customers would come in, I loved it because I love connecting and I love talking with people, but it was, you know, a lot of the waiting game, especially in the winter times. And I was just like, man, this is not the type of lifestyle I wanted to live. You know, even with working out and doing all the other things that I could to take care of myself, it wasn't enough because I wasn't listening to myself and what I truly wanted. And that's exactly how so many of us can lead to burnout is because we feel obligated that we have to continue doing something that doesn't serve us, or we feel we're constantly having to allow, you know, ourselves to so many other people and not say no. You know, not saying no is a big thing because especially being an owner, you want to constantly, you know, give your customers whatever they want, even if it's crazy and unrealistic. But by saying no, it is so empowering because you can allow yourself those boundaries of not being taken advantage of and also respecting yourself.
Right. So we were talking and you brought up a couple of different places that people can start to sort of refine the fact that they are the product in their business first, right? So we have different things that we do. We have different offers. We have different mission sets. We have different things that we offer in this world as entrepreneurs. But first and foremost, as the entrepreneur, we truly are that first product in our business. Can you talk a little about your four pillars?
Yes. So I have what is called the Thrive Well Method. And in the Thrive Well Method, we have four pillars: mind, meals, movement, and money. Those are the four pillars that I focus on. And I really just focus very much on the basics. And when I'm in my daily routine, my main thing is, how am I moving these forward and how am I evolving in these areas? And as long as that I'm focusing on them, it, to me, they truly are the foundations for success.
So when somebody wants to operate as the product, what do they need to do each day in these pillars to be able to know, okay, I am truly taking care of myself. I'm setting up these healthy boundaries. I'm not being pulled in these other directions. I'm not going to be burning out, and I'm really being true to what I want to offer.
One thing I, right off the bat, like when I look at my overall day, so when I wake up in the morning, the very first thing that I think a lot of people can be very guilty of is getting on their phone and checking if it's their emails, if it's their social media, who texted you. You know, that is actually a very unhealthy habit because you're, one, you're consuming before you've created. And it's really important that we decide the type of day we're going to have before the day decides for us. And so one of the things that I offer or I suggest and I do myself is I have my mindful morning, meaning that I'm going to come in and normally I do a meditation. I will do some mantras. And then I normally do like a journaling exercise. So those allow for my mind to kind of get into the right state of mind so that I'm taking control of the day before it takes control of me. And the other thing that we follow up with is I know quite a bit of entrepreneurs who honestly do not eat well because they're either so busy, go, go, go. And so they're constantly just grabbing little bits of things here and there. And when they do that, they're not actually nurturing their bodies. Half the time they're going to, if it's the fast food place or grabbing something or, you know, binging out on coffees and such. And what happens is we're not nurturing our body, and our body is so important for us to perform our very best. So, you know, it's really important. I mean, I am a juicer, so I still always make my cold pressed juices in the morning or have a smoothie. But, you know, making sure that you're drinking water first thing in the morning, I'm telling you, it's the most simplest things that can really transform your life. And in like the movement mod, that's all about, you know, moving, like exercising. So I have like what my morning routine looks like, and everyone is going to be different and like the type of exercise that they want. But it is very crucial to make sure that we're getting some type of exercise first thing in the morning to get that our energy moving and flowing. And it's so beneficial. And then even when I come down to the money, you know, again, we're entrepreneurs, we want to make money. So it's really clear that we are removing our money blocks and having a clear direction on what we want to do with our money, so our money isn't controlling us.
Each of these things need to be individualized, right? So I'll be honest with you, I'm not much of a meditator. I've tried it and I'm not a fan in the traditional sense where, you know, I have to shut everything off and do things. I do things a little differently. And I know that there are people who are going to be in love with that and people who are not going to be in love with that. So it sounds like what you're saying is you need to focus on these four things. These need to really be kind of front of mind in taking care of yourself, but you need to find the individualized way of doing it to make sure that it becomes, you know, that kind of habit.
Yes. And everyone is definitely going to have their own way. And, you know, when I say meditation, everyone has their own interpretation of meditation. And it really is what works for you. It's really is just kind of being present. That's really what I look at for meditation. It could be prayer. Some people are really into prayer. I also like baking and cooking. So those are activities that I can put myself in where it allows me to be super present and mindful. So that's one of the things that I really recommend is having time to be truly present, because that's where our true power is in the now. So that's one of the things that I really focus on, everyone getting some present time daily.
I love that. So let me ask your opinion on having like a stop time every day in your business. I am guilty of this, and I know so many people are guilty of this, where we're going to stop working at 6. Something comes up. We don't put it off to the next day. We end up working till 9. The brain gets started. We don't get great sleep. What are your thoughts around that?
So it's really important that we respect the boundaries that we set. I'm really big on, you know, having no more than 5 things to do a day, because again, as the type of entrepreneur that I was in my juice bar, nothing ever was accomplished because there was always so much to be done. And that is just not a good way of feeling. And then it does affect your sleep. So it's really important that we set these boundaries so that, one, it's for yourself. Like, that's you taking care of you. You know, if you say, okay, I'm at 6 o'clock, I'm off. If that means something didn't get finished, well, maybe you have to move that task, as that's going to be the first task tomorrow to finish, and understand that it's okay not to also finish things right away. We put a lot of these timeframes on ourselves, and it really can lead to a lot of stress. And stress is, you know, one of those big causes of, you know, depression, I mean, all types of diseases. So it's really important that we are trying to eliminate that as much as possible, especially being entrepreneurs. It's so easy for us to constantly be under high volumes of stress all the time. So if you set a boundary for yourself of saying, hey, I'm going to be off at 6 o'clock, then it's really important that we stick to that. And I understand there's going to be times where that feels impossible, but making sure that you're not going way over your time. So maybe you need an extra 15 minutes. Okay, cool. Give yourself an extra 15 minutes, but understand like the reason why you set that boundary and why is going to be really important for you. And it's going to be a lot easier for you to be like, okay, it's okay if I didn't finish this task, so I'll just put it on tomorrow. It's not that big of a deal. And truthfully, a good portion of the time is never as serious as we think. So that's what I would definitely recommend, is not be so hard on yourself, because we can be our worst critics. And we can, I know for me, I am so guilty of being a perfectionist. And so I understand that it's extremely important that we want to accomplish and do everything, you know, the first time around, but it really is going to be more beneficial for us if we don't put so much on our plate every day and we do smaller things. And that way we can create those healthy boundaries and stick to those healthy boundaries. But if you do have to go over that boundary, make sure you're not going over it hours at a time, and really do it for yourself so you're respecting yourself.
I love that. I do want to ask you to balance that with this idea that you hear all the time, people online particularly, show up as your best self. And for some of us, we hear that and that means must be perfect. Best self means must be perfect all the time. How does that balance with this idea of, no, you just need to get 5 things done well, and you need to be respecting boundaries so that you can do your best job? How do we do that?
That is a very interesting question. And truthfully, the reality of it is your best self is also saying no. I know that we live in a culture where we feel we do have to do so much, and we do have to constantly feel like we have to be perfect and we have to show up. But you know what? I realize, like, depending on the type of business, our clients, our customers, they love that vulnerable side of us. They love to know that we don't all have it figured out and that we have challenges. And I would use that as sharing, like a content sharing idea, because people relate so much to that. I have personally seen in my own business, if it's my Livy Juice business, if it is my, you know, my coaching business, people love it when we're being vulnerable and we're sharing that we're not perfect. And so I think that's extremely important, is actually sharing that, because that makes you more powerful, and that actually shows up as your best self even more than you think by being perfect.
You know, being able to be an entrepreneur means you get to own a lot more freedom and time than if you work for someone else, which means that you also get to own a lot more of your, you get to own how you are day in, day out, how much you put in effort, how much you rest, how much you spend time in different activities. And, you know, I think maybe sometimes we feel guilty about that. And I think that also conflicts with our minds of showing up our best selves. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that is one of the craziest things is like, you know, when you are an entrepreneur, you forget like you're the one who runs the show, not the other way around. But what happens is we put so much responsibility on ourselves and, you know, we hold ourselves to such high standards that we don't really leave room for us to actually be human. And that's why I also find it to be so important to schedule in rest days and, you know, taking that time to truly shut off. If that means like shutting off and binge watching your favorite show, that's what you should do. But yeah, we have to realize like, you're the one, you're the captain of your ship, not the other way around. Now, if you were working at a job, then yeah, you have to go clock in, you have to be in at a certain time, like, but you're not doing that anymore. Now we're in a position where we call the shots. And if we decide that, you know what, I have to stop this because I have to go take care of myself. I need to go rest. I need to go outside. You are absolutely allowed to do that. You are allowed to move things around and shift and move things if it means that you have to say no or just so you can take care of you, because by taking care of you, you're going to show up better when you do show up. And that's the part that is so important is that we don't have to show up perfectly all the time. We just need to do our best to take care of ourselves. And then in return, we're going to show up very well when it is time to show up.
Yeah, I love that. So really, it's a matter of setting some boundaries and having some breaks built in there and doing all the things that protect you. Again, is that first product in your business as the entrepreneur, as the one with the ideas, as the one with the gifts to bring to the world, that you need to avoid burnout by making sure that you are protecting all of the things that make you unique and uniquely gifted to bring these things to the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if that means you have to delegate, then absolutely delegate. I know for me, I was such a perfectionist, I'm feeling I had to do everything. But the truth is no, you don't. And truly great entrepreneurs, they know how to delegate and get help when needed so that they can stay in their creative genius, so they can stay where they feel inspired and they feel energized and good.
Yeah, this is definitely something I don't think we talk enough about. And I think it's because there is all of this conversation about show up as your best self. You know, you have to be perfect and all these other things in order to, you know, grow your business or to do the next level. And when we talk about these things, I don't think we necessarily think about doing this will literally lead us to burn out and maybe not want to be entrepreneurs anymore. So I really appreciate this conversation. Misha, if they want to learn more about your four pillars and your programs, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. So my Instagram handle is M as in mom, E-I-S-H-A underscore O-S-O-R-I-O. I am on there. You can find me on Facebook as well. I'm at Misha Osorio. And then I'm also on Clubhouse at Misha Osorio as well. And I'm always open and available to help and share any tips to, you know, avoid burnout, to live your best self that feels healthy and exciting.
I love that. We will put all your links in the show notes as well. So if you're listening here and you want to learn more about this, or if you feel like you're heading into burnout and you need some tips and strategies, go ahead into the show notes there and follow Misha and you'll be able to, you know, see all of her content. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about this very important topic.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very thankful for being here and I really appreciate the opportunity.
It was great to have you. All right. I will talk to everyone next time on the Profit Accelerator podcast. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. If you'd like to learn more and grab some free resources, just head over to entremoneycoach.com and you'll find the links and freebies. Take care, and I can't wait to talk to you again next time on the Profit Accelerator podcast.